Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Healthcare costs and healthcare itself is a big topic of conversation for people when they retire.
Yeah. So let's paint the picture a bit here, Dave. You're approaching retirement. You're been accustomed to your benefits at work.
Yep.
You may be 65 years of age and you get this Blue Cross package from the Alberta government that covers some minimal amount. And you're like, I'm accustomed to going to the dent for dental work. I'm accustomed to going to get prescription or medical needs and so forth. And, you know, how much is it going to cost? Is this the best plan? Where do I go? What do I do? Now, fortunately, part of our practice with our clients is to kind of go through all the options that are out there in the market. But one group that continually comes up as an option to look at is Alberta Blue Cross and they're on what they're available here. So let's bring on our next guest talking about some of the individual products that are out there.
Yeah, we've got Nirmal Singh, who's Vice President of Individual Products at Alberta Blue Cross, joining us. Nirmal, thank you very much for taking some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this transition away from a corporate benefit plan into retirement. There's a lot of confusion around this, and maybe you can just start with just educating us generally about what people need to know as they're leaving the workforce pre-65 and say after 65, and then we can sort of get into what coverages are available.
Yeah, for sure. So I can tell you, this is very common. We deal with this every day. I feel like, you know, as everyday Albertans, we're concentrating on what we need to do from a work perspective, our basic jobs, and we get used to benefits that we have at work, but we don't really understand them. And we're not benefit experts at our employment company, so we just do our jobs and we'll figure out benefits when we need to. So I can tell you, typically, a lot of people are confused. They don't know what's available, what steps they should take, and what timelines they should be looking at. So my advice is really get prepared. And I feel like most employees really know to the penny what their financial situation is going to look like in terms of the various pension options, whether it's a pension plan through work or CPP, whatever that looks like. But when it comes to the world of benefits, they don't know a lot. So my first ask would be, please make sure you give yourself enough time. And I would say if you're thinking about retiring, give yourself at least 6 to 9 months to start researching what your options are. Understand, first and foremost, what you have with your employer, because you might not know what you have with your employer. So that'll give you an idea of what you might need in the future. So understand what your employer has. And then I would also say, start looking at what you're spending for yourself with your employee benefits. That'll give you an idea of what your costs should look like as you approach retirement. And then the other thing I should tell you is a lot of people get caught out in the window. Typically, when you leave your employer plan, you only have upwards to about 30 to 60 days to make a decision about purchasing a personal benefit plan. If you miss that window, then typically some of the options won't be on the table and you may have certain benefits that you have to access after a period of waiting periods that might be applied.
So when you look at the costs that are being incurred by retirees to kind of top themselves up above the basic Blue Cross plan that they get after the age of 65, what are some of the costs that retirees will face when it comes to either premiums or things they need to be aware of if they do not take additional coverage?
Yeah, so great question. So obviously this varies based on each individual and their health, but generally speaking, the average age of retirement for Canadians is age 65. Also, 75% of Albertans age 65 or over can expect to have some type of chronic health condition. And loosely put, a chronic health condition is something that you're going to need ongoing care for. And three of the most common chronic health conditions include heart disease, mental illness, and diabetes. So when you're talking about costs, back to making sure you've done your research on your employer plan, say, how much does Faisal spend or Dave spend in the last year for my personal costs? But typical costs, you have to start budgeting for are prescriptions, which I would say are typically in excess of $100 a month. You'll need some type of basic dental care. And even basic dental in Alberta for a checkup and cleaning will range anywhere in the range of $300 to $400 for that one visit. And then you'll have to look at certain things that you might be used to, such as physiotherapy, chiropractor, massage, acupuncture, and vision care. So it's not uncommon for the average Canadian, 65 years of age or older, to expect to budget approximately $2,000 or more every year for your basic type of needs. And that would include supplementing the coverage for seniors that's available for Albertans today.
Nirmal, how competitive is the marketplace to get insurance coverage for people age 65 and above, let's say? Let's start there. And the reason why I ask this question is because when you're doing that research that you recommended, 6-9 months, they're going out and they're getting quotes from different insurance companies, your company included, on what the premiums would be. And they're trying to compare and contrast, because every insurance plan has different bells and whistles or features and benefits. And they're trying to compare the two. When you look at what the overall competition's like, how close are our companies, or are they far apart when it comes to what they offer from coverage or protection?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm going to tell you that the majority of companies that offer a retiree benefit plan, which will typically include core services for prescriptions, dental, vision, and extended health benefits, and they should have a travel benefit embedded, like Alberta Blue Cross does, because a lot of retirees typically are going to do some type of traveling as well. So I would say from a pricing and a benefits perspective, we're more similar than different. I feel that what potential customers should focus on is making sure there's a good fit for the individual and their needs. So as you get older, your needs are going to change, your budget might change. So I would say you start looking at the intangibles, i.e., can I make changes to this retiree plan as I get older, as my needs change? So you want to make sure that there's flexibility and change options within your plan, so you can maybe increase coverage as you need it, and you can decrease coverage as you need it. And then I'd also make sure you focus on, when you're looking at placing your business with a carrier for retiree benefits, you do your research in regards to, once I'm a customer there, what is the technology like? What is the service like in regards to me being able to talk to somebody, being able to submit claims? Is it going to be all paper, or are they going to be able to submit them electronically? Do they have an app I can use? I can tell you, the senior today of 65 is very different than 20 years ago. They're very comfortable with technology. So you need to make sure that there's a mix of technology and the high touch perspective. So I'll give you an example. If you want to do research, you should be able to go online and do research for everything that you need in terms of, what does the plan cover? What does it cost? Can I build my specific plan the way I need it to? But you also want to make sure that there's the option that if I want to pick up the phone to talk to somebody, to actually have a conversation about some of the questions that I have, both prior to purchasing and also that same type of support after I purchase, when it comes down to claim time, when I also need other assistance in regards to making changes to my plan. So you want to factor all of that in as well.
Nirmal, if somebody's interested in getting a hold of Blue Cross and exploring this, how best do they do that?
So great question again. There's two options. The old-fashioned way is pick up the phone. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-394-1965. Any one of our team members will be happy to assist you, to guide you through the healthcare system, answer your questions, and help you make some decisions that are best fit for you. The other option is just go to our website. Everything that I talked about is on our website, and there's actually a retirement guide that goes in detail about all of the things that you should consider and the best resources that are available to you, including what's available to the provincial government. It also allows you to start building a plan, pricing a plan, and if you decide you're comfortable, you can purchase a plan all online in a matter of seconds. And you did ask about costs of a plan. I can tell you, as a 65-year-old single individual, you can expect to pay anywhere from $110 a month for a full retiree plan and up, depending on how much coverage you want. So that $110 could increase to $170, depending on which plan you build for yourself. And once again, like I said, it's really about the core benefits, prescription, dental, vision, embedded travel benefits, and also health benefits that are important to you, whether it's vision, massage, acupuncture, the whole works.
Nirmal, thank you very much for taking some time with us today. I appreciate you shedding some light on what is a very confusing and sometimes a scary topic. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on your show today.
We've been joined by Nirmal Singh, Vice President, Individual Products at Alberta Blue Cross. The healthcare bucket forms one of the four key buckets in retirement.
Yeah.
And so we've got to integrate the cost of healthcare, the quality care, the quality of life that you want, not, you know, just as you're going through retirement, but all the way through.
All the way through. We're going to talk about the solutions to all those problems on Tuesday, April 26th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Join us after the break for the secrets to minimize taxes. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.